Unit 1. Communication. Track 2.
How do you advise companies to cope with modern communication?
I think the thing to remember is the principles of communication haven't changed. And I don't think there's anything inherent in technology that makes good communication easier. It can make it better, but there are also many ways that it could make it worse. So I think there's four things that you need to remember. The first thing is that you've got to remember people have limited attention, if you like, limited bandwidth, which puts the onus on you as the communicator to think hard about what it is exactly you're trying to communicate and make sure that you get it down as succinctly as possible. Second point is recognise that communication is about meaning. It's not about dumping vast amounts of data on people and expecting them to deal with something. Now, I went to a presentation once, someone started off, he said, well, I've got 41 slides here, but I think I'll get through them all in 30 minutes. And they were really dense slides, lots and lots of graphs and pictures. Now, I was actually at the back of the room, and these glasses are not quite what they should be. I need new lenses. I couldn't read any of the slides because they were so fine. And so that's what you've got to remember. Don't dump lots of data on people. You have to distill the meaning into a small number of points. The third point about communication is it's just as much about listening as it is about telling things. And the biggest communication problems I come across in organisations are actually failures of listening rather than failures of outward communication, particularly the inability or unwillingness of senior management to listen to what other people are actually telling them. And the fourth point is that, if a communication is going to be effective, if you're actually going to get someone to do something or stop doing something or do something differently, there's got to be some sort of emotional connection in it. And so if you think about all those four points, there's no obvious reason why technology would make any of those easier. There are certainly ways you can use it to make it easier. There's certainly ways you can use it to make it an awful lot worse. So I think that's what you've got to watch. Principles remain the same. The tools could help or could hinder.